This week's turn away is sponsored by Ilu Nishmas Dovid Gershon Ben Israel on his fifth Yortzeit. Yud Cheshvan, 19th of October, Rabbi Yoel Eberman, priest Ben Absorim. Pasha is brought down the whole story of the Bris Ben Absorim, the encounter which Kodesh Baruch Hu had with Avraham Avinu. And the Pasuk says that Kodesh Baruch Hu came to Avraham Avinu and told him, "Your reward is great." So Avraham said, "I don't have children yet." So, Kosh Baruch Hu promised him, "You don't have to worry, you'll have children." He took him outside, showed him the stars. So he believed in Hashem that he's going to have children. Next thing was, Kosh Baruch Hu told him, "Ani Hashem asher tzisicha melkazdim, and I'm going to give you this land. Losis lechoes oros azos lerishto, you're going to get it this throne." So here, Avraham Avinu asked, "Yoima, Hashem Elikim, v'amo eida akir Hashem. How do I know that I'm going to talk a Yashin Eretz Yisrael?" So Rashi explains, when he came to the children, on Besuras HaZera, he's going to have children, he trusted in Hashem. He didn't ask for oath, for Simon, for Kodesh Baruch Hu promised him. He believed in Hashem that he's going to have children. When he came to Eretz Yisrael, when Kodesh Baruch Hu promised him he's going to have Eretz Yisrael, there suddenly Avraham Avinu asked, "B'amo eida, how will I know? Give me a oath, some sort of simon. B'amo eida, ki irashena." HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, the ganz dach, they could bring korbonos, they made the bris. So he promised him that you're going to get Eretz Yisrael. So the Mefarshim asked, why? What's the difference between when it came to the children, they believed in Hashem. Why when it came to Eretz Yisrael, there suddenly, he asked for oath. And the Gemara says in the Dorim, Atke Dekach, Gemara in the Dorim of Ramat Beis, that because of this, question which Avraham Avinu asked, because of that, the Eden went into Golos Mitzrayim. One of the reasons is because he said, "He asked for ois, so he got punished. He got punished that the Eden went into Golos Mitzrayim." So the Kriyoka has a beautiful pshat. Kriyoka says that Chas Shom to say on Avraham Avinu, clearly had the Sofok, he didn't believe that when he came to Eretz Yisrael, that he would actually get Eretz Yisrael. I thought they believed in Hashem. The pshat is that beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he went out of Choron, going into Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that there HaKadosh Baruch Hu already promised him that he'll get Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk says, "Lezarcho eten es oretz azoyis." Vayera Hashem el Avram vayomer, "Lezarcho eten es oretz azoyis." So there, why didn't Avram Avinu ask straight away? If Avram Avinu wanted the ois, there's a topic eventually going to get its Yisrael. So straight away, why did he wait until the Bris Ben Absorim to ask? "B'amo eida akir Hashem." You should have asked then. Shat is because there the Losh of the Pasuk is vayomer lezarcho eten es oretz azoyis. I'm going to give Oshem Aton. No, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, he says, "I'm going to give you a matana," of course, Avraham Avinu had no sofik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "I'm going to give you a present." No, why shouldn't I believe Hashem? Of course, he believes Hashem. And here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said different. Here, the pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Yom el vani Hashem, lo seis lecho es oretz azois, lerishto, loshin Yerusha." What does it mean, loshin Yerusha? Pshat is, because it's going down generations, it's going, loshin Yerusha, noyach, gave over Eretz Yisrael, the chilek that he had in Eretz Yisrael, he gave over to his son Shem. Shem was one that's Yerush from Noach. No, and now Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling Avraham Avinu that you'll be the next Yerush from Shem, your grandson of Shem. So you'll be the next, it's good to your children. So if it's out to Yerusha, the other Yerush of Shem had other children. So it could be, if I'm coming to take out Yerusha from Shem, Shem has other children, so it could be it'll end up any other Yerushim. That's why he asked over here, He wanted us that it'll stay by me, it'll stay by my family, it won't go to any of other children of Shem. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Loshne Yerusha, he changed from Loshne Matoma, that's why he asked for us. Hashem and Abadai believed when he came to Eretz, when he came to children, Abadai believed in Hashem. Now he wanted to make sure that the Yerusha will end up in his family, it won't go to any other children of Shem. So that's one pshat, which Rashi brings, that's what Rashi explains over here, that's what happened over here by Bris Ben Absor. Then Rashi brings another pshat. Rashi bases the second pshat on the Gemara in Tanis and the Gemara in Megillah. The second pshat of Rashi is, Dov acha ba mo'eda lo yishar le'ois. Chas v'sholem, we never asked for ois, keilu that there was something missing, we wanted that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should promise him to give him Eretz Yisrael. He asked him for something else. So here Rashi brings the Gemara in Tanis. The Gemara says, the greatness of the Korbonos. So the Gemara says that Avraham Avinu asked the Ribono Shel Olam, Shema Choytin Yisrael Choytin Lefonecho. What would happen if one day Klal Yisrael do Averis? Bameh is after Oyselem, Kedoy HaMabel, Kedoy HaFlogger. Same, you wiped out Kedoy HaMabel, Kedoy HaFlogger. Maybe if Klal Yisrael Chas Hashem do Averis one day, you'll also wipe them out, Kedoy HaMabel, Kedoy HaFlogger. Or Malei Lav. No. So the Gemara over here, Omar Lefonor, Ribono Shel Olam, Hoydieni. Hoydieni, Bameh Irosheno. So the Gemara, interesting. The Gemara changes the seder of the Pesukim. The Pesuk says, Bamo Eida ki Irosheno. So that according to the first trap, Bamo Eida, I wanted the ois. How will I know which, give me an ois, that I'm going to attack Yash and Eretz Yisrael. According to the Pesach of the Gemara, there's a different Pesach. The Gemara is changing around the Pesuk. No Bamo Eida ki Irosheno. No Eida Bameh Irosheno. He didn't ask for ois. He wanted to know with which tzchus a Klal Yisrael going to be zeicher that even when they do averus one day they do averus at Sileva Kapor. Eida, let me know Bameh Irosheno with which tzchus will I yash Eretz Yisrael even though they're not doing averus. That's how Mashal explains that according to this pshat of the Gemara you're changing around the words of the Pesukim. No Bamo Eida ki Irosheno. No Eida, I want to know Bameh with which tzchus will Klal Yisrael be zeicher to have Eretz Yisrael even though they're going to do averus. Omalut, Kodesh Baruch Hu answered him. Choli Eglo Meshuleshes. The Eiz Meshuleshes bring the Korbonos. The Schus HaKorbonos, the Klal Yisrael will bring in times of Beis HaMikdosh, they guaranteed that the Schus HaKorbonos will stay in Eretz Yisrael. So Avraham Avinu carried them. Omar Lefon, Ribono Shel Olam. Tinach, that's good, Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdosh Kayom. Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdosh Kayom. Mat He'alim, Zer Beis HaMikdosh, Yidno in Golus. So who knows then, maybe if they do Averis, they'll be wiped out. Kodesh Baruch Hu told them, Omar Lekvati, come to Lehem, say the Korbonos. As Mesakim, say the Korbonos, His man should carry in behind the reed in that pasture of the Kabonis, Mala ni aleim ki le kivim lufonai, as if they were makkid the Kabonis, and the Mekulem, al kol avoy meseh. Now Mekul omu all of this. So sign the base, in the base of the town, base of the base of the nowadays we have the Seda Kabonis, that to read the pasture of the Kabonis, that's if you're makkid the Kabonis, so that you're guaranteed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't wipe out Klal Yisrael. That's the pshat, second pshat, which Rashi brings, based on this Gemara. Now the shayla is, I wanted to go into today a bit. So we see the importance of saying Seder HaKorbanos, how important it is. So I want to see, Taka, it's very important when we're davening, we should say before davening the Pasha of the Korbanos. So the Maaseh, the Torah brings down in Siman Aleph, the Torah says, a few things which he recommends to say before davening. Toiv loim ha-pashta ha-kedah. Starts with pashta ha-kedah. Then he says pashta ha-mom, which the person can say pashta ha-mom is better to say after davening. Before you don't ask straight away if you're panosu before davening. First you daven, after say pashta ha-mom. And then the Torah says pashta ha-korbonos. So it's good to say pashta ha-korbonos. Kigoyim. For example, he brings which pasha? Say choyle, minuche, shlomim, chatos, oshem, all these pashas. Says the B'siyos, what's the Mekoy? From this Gemara, which we just said. Then it means another Gemara, famous Gemara, the Gemara at the end of Menachos. The last few lines of Gemara Menachos, the Gemara said, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, says in the Pesuk, Zoyis Teres Achatos. What does it mean, Zoyis Teres Achatos? It should say Zoyis Achatos. Why does it say Zoyis Teres Achatos? To teach you, as kol oisik b'teres chatos, kil rikrib chatos. Kol oisik b'teres oile, teres osham, kil rikrib osham. Right? That says, Gepasuk l'alocha, that a person should say these Pashta Korbonos. And the Torah carries on. After you say the Pashta Korbonos, you should say the Yirofen Mefanecha Sheiz Echoshuv Mekubel Lefanecha Kili Krafti Oilo Kili Krafti Mincha Oshom, and so on. So that's so the Sharia is nowadays the Bi Alocha, the Machal passed me this Alocha, and the Bi Alocha tells us exactly which Pashas Oilo means to say take a Chumash Vayikra. And to say, the whole Pashas Vayikra, which discusses Pashas Oilo from the beginning of Vayikra, all the psukim of Pashas Oilo, then you go Chatos, you go many psukim for Chatos, for Oshom. So you want to say, come out, most of Pashas Vayikra, in order to be Yotze, to learn that. That's what the Torah is saying. To say, Seder Korbanos means to say, all the Pashas of Chatos, Oshom, Oilo, Mincha, Shlomim, you'll be busy. You'll be doing Mavis Seder every day. Should be Mavis Seder to say Pashas Vayikra, and psukim of Pashas Tzav, to be Yotze, to say these Pashas Korbanos. And the Shulchan Aruch, even though it only says Toiv Loimaz, it doesn't say Chayav to say, it's Toiv Loimaz, good to say. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says, Rosh Shulchan Aruch Rav, he says Toiv Loimaz b'chol yoyim every day Pashta Akeda, and Pashta Amon is good to say. But v'yoyse Toiv, it's even better to say Toiv Ma'oid. Rosh says v'yesa Akein Toiv Ma'oid Loimaz Pashta Korbanos. Why? Because this Gemara, it's a Gemara called Yoyse. The Pashta Chatos came the Yikrav Chatos, and the Gemara in Tanis, so it's Toiv Yoyse. So the question is, why don't we say these Pashas Korbanos? We don't say it. Most of the world, they haven't got this minig. Everyone says Pashas Kedem, many people say Pashas Kedem, Pashas Amon, everyone says Pashas Amon. It comes to Pashas Korbanos, then suddenly, we don't find people say Pashas Korbanos. The only thing we say is Pashas Tomid. Pashas Tomid we say, and then we say the Yerotzen. So Pashas Tomid we say. What's all the other Korbanos? Now what's the Ezum Mekoyman? We all know we say about Ezum Mekoyman. We say that, and then after you say also, a few halachos of chatos, oilo, shlomim, and after each one you say yehirotzen, kilikrafti oilo, kilikrafti shlomim. So if you look in the Torah and the Machaber, the Torah says a completely different reason why we say ezer mekoyma. The Torah says the reason is because one says in kiddushin, omar ab safra leolam yishalish odom. The person should always learn a third. You should learn mikra. A third of the day you should learn mishnah, and a third of the day you should learn talmud. Three things you should learn every day. Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. So Mikra, we say the Psukim, we say Pashta Tomid, say Mikra, and then we say Mishnayis, Ezer Mekoyman. You're learning Mishnayis now, every day, not everyone's going to learn later on, or everywhere there's Torah away. So you should learn Mishnayis, say Ezer Mekoyman, and then before you finish, after you say the price of Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, that's to be Mekayim, the Chelek of the Gemara. Because that's the Medrash, it's the first Pasha and Peres Koenen, it's the first thing. So it explains that why Dafka we chose these Mishnahs, because we just spoke about Korbanos, let's learn Mishnahs about Korbanos. We brought Mishnahs about Korbanos, let's say the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel, that's the first thing in Peres Koenen. Peres Koenen discusses all the Korbanos. So Mamela, you say these Mishnah, Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara. So it comes out, we're saying Ezra Mekoyma for different reasons completely. We're saying Ezra Mekoyma, we're learning now. We're learning. And the Machabotak in Sim Memches, Machabot says, when he brings down a second Ezer Mekoyma, Chabad says, tells us the reason. Chabad, the Loshna Mechabad is, the Kogu Lishna is Mishnas Ezer Mekoyma Acha Pashta Tomid, and he brings up Safra. Chabad doesn't give reasons normally. Chabad tells you Halachas. Why are we here? Chabad is telling you a reason. The reason why we say Ezer Mekoyman after Pashta Tomid is because we have to learn Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. So the Pshat is, Mogen Avraham says, Afkmini la'alocha. Afkmini would be that when it comes to learning, you can't just read it. You have to understand what you're saying. If you don't understand what you're saying, it's not considered learning. Learning is understanding what you're saying. So the Mechabah is coming to tell you, when you're saying Ezer, if you want to say Ezer Mekoyman, you've got to understand what you're saying. You're not davening now. Now you take a pause, you're not davening. Till now you said the Pashta Akedah, maybe you're davening, you're going to daven. Pashas Ezer Mekoyman is not davening. It's not part of davening. Pashas Ezer Mekoyman is now we're learning. You're learning, you have to understand what you're saying. That's why the Mechaber is telling you the Tam, why we say Ezer Mekoyman, to tell you that you have to understand what you're saying. So it comes out, when we're saying Ezer Mekoyman, that's not the place when we're saying the Pashta Korbanos. The Pashta Korbanos, we don't say, the only thing we say for Pashta Korbanos is Pashta Tomid. All other Pashta Korbanos, we don't have the meaning to say. So the Shaila is, why Taka the Olam do not say Pashta Korbanos? So the first one I found to speak about it is the Tosfos Yom Tov. Tosfos Yom Tov, at the end of Brochus, on his parish on the Rosh, Divrei Chamudos, the Tosfos Yom Tov says, interesting thing, the Tosfos Yom Tov says, that somebody has a heart, you can learn. Every day to say, start saying Pashas HaKabonis. Somebody is sitting and learning, he's busy. You can say it from time to time. The dialogue, it's enough for him, but Amir has prayed Ezra Mekoma. You say Ezra Mekoma, which talks about the Kabonis, that's enough. You don't have to say all the Psukim. Why? You're learning Talmud Torah is connected to Kulam. Talmud Torah is connected to Kulam. Similarly, you can be Mevatar. You don't have to say Parashat HaKabonis. So the Shlomo HaKadosh is very upset with this Tosfos Yom Tov. So what do you mean Talmud Torah is connected to Kulam? We know the Gemara says there's Zman Tefillah Lechud, Zman Torah Lechud, it's time for learning, it's time for davening. Say Talmud Torah is connected to Kulam. Now you're davening. Why shouldn't you say it? As part of davening, before davening, say the Akabonis. You say everything. You say Pashta Tomit. Say Pashta Akabonis. You see the Merdik is Achmad, which Gemara says, without the Eden, have a Kiyum, Schus Kiyum in Golus. Have a Schus Kiyum, even during Averis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that the Schus Akabonis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save them. Why shouldn't you say Pashta Akabonis? So the Shloh, Faket, the Shloh is clearly contained to Yom Tov, and the Shloh says, very sharp, the Shloh says, even if somebody even if somebody is using every second of the day sitting and learning, he should set aside the time of the day. Every day he should set aside the time. That's a shloh. So it could be, in order to understand where the Tosfos Yom Tov is coming from, it could be you can explain as follows. The Gemara Menachos, which we said earlier, the Gemara says like this: the end of Menachos, Tavkuf Yud Amud Aleph. The Gemara says a few members of Amiroi. One of the members are. The Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan says two members. Rabbi Yochanan says, "In a Baruchus Hashem called Avde Hashem, Oymdim Bebeis Hashem Balelis, My Balelis, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Enu Talmidei Chachomim." If Talmid Chomer Oisik B'Torah Balaylo, Ma'ale Aleim Akosuv Keilu Asukim Ba'Avin. Shuach considers by them learning Torah Keilu Oisik in Avin. Then Rabbi Yochanan says the second member. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Enu Talmid Chachomim or Asukim BeHilchos Avoda, Ma'ale Aleim Akosuv Keilu Nimne Mikdash Bimei. So Rabbi Yochanan says two things. There's one person Talmid Chachomim Oisikim B'Torah. Oiskim HaTorah can mean anywhere in the Torah. Anything you're learning, any masech to the learning, is Talmid Chom Oiskim HaTorah, is ki'ilu asukim b'avod, as if they're doing avod in Beis HaMikdash. And the second thing is, Rabbi Yochanan says, asukim b'hilchus avod. It's another thing. You're oisik in hilchus avod, that's another thing, ki'ilu nivne Beis HaMikdash b'yimei. Same thing, the more carries on. The Shlokish says, there's a post of Zeus HaTorah, So says the Shlokish Pratis, Kol Oisik Batoira, again he says, Oisik Batoira, Ki Ilu Hikrim Oilo Mincho Lachatos L'Osho. Then the more comes to Rabbi Yitzchok. Yitzchok says, Kol Oisik Batoira Aschatos. If you Oisik Batoira Aschatos, Ki Ilu Hikrim Chatos. So the Mashor points it out, Pratis, the Shlokish was saying, Kol Oisik Batoira. Oisik Batoira, not after the Oisik in the Pasha of Chatos. Anyway, you're oisik b'teira, keilu hikriv, as if you're making the korbanos. And the Yitzchok comes with another chiddush. As kol oisik b'teira as chatos, only if you're learning the pasha of chatos, then keilu hikriv chatos. So what's the pshat? So in the tshuvas chikri leiv, he wants oisik the machlokes. He holds you have to be oisik dafke teira as chatos. Only when you're oisik in that pasha itself, then you say it's keilu hikriv chatos. Whereas the other amirim hold no. Not dafke yoisik dafke b'teira chatos. Anyway, you learn in the Torah, it's kili ikiv, as if you're after the korbanos, kili to machlekes. But it's shvei to say, because Rabbi Yochanan himself said those two members. You can't make a steer in Rabbi Yochanan himself. Rabbi Yochanan himself once says kol oisik b'teira, and the next member of Rabbi Yochanan says kol oisik b'hilchus avoda. So you can't make a steer in Rabbi Yochanan himself. L'choy hold to be miyashiv, l'choy have say pshat zazel. Avada, if a person doesn't have avera, chas v'sholem. If a person wants that, it should be mamash considered as if you, a person who's oichel cheder, for example, right? It's hard to bring a korban chatos. So nowadays he doesn't have the base of mikdash. So he wants to have a kapora on that specific avera. So that avada, you have to be oisik in the pasha of the Torah's chatos. You have to be honest with the person, or if I care, the person, let's say, was Mavat Mitzvah say, if you're Mavat Mitzvah say, you have to bring an Euler. So nowadays, we learn based on Mikdosh. If you read and you learn Pashas Euler, give it a Euler. But then there's something else. The person didn't do a specific Avir. Person stomp. He wants to have the Kapora, he wants to have the Tara of the Korbonus, which the Korbonus, Beschus the Korbonus, we have the Kiyum to the world. Stomp. So that the Gemara says, If you didn't do a specific avir, you don't want dafka the korban should be mechaper on your specific avir. You still want to have a kapora on that, a kapora klolis, let's call it. On that is the Gemara says called oisik ba Torah, learning anywhere in the Torah. You don't have to dafka the pashta korbanos. Anywhere they're learning in the Torah is keilu, and it could be even more choshuv than bringing korbanos. The Chofetz Chaim points out the Torah about the Torah is more choshuv than korbanos. Talmud Torah connected kulam about it. If the person talked was over now very chas v'shalom, then avad you can't have me say talmud terek neged kulam and to say I'm learning now. Even times based on mikdash, person did navir, not going to say I'll learn a talmud terek neged kulam. Person says you do navir, you have to bring a kol. So I mean avad the person does navir, avad a person has to say dafke yen a specific pasha in all this week in the ikrim chatos. So I mean the guy can say that's talking pshat in the Tosfos Yom Tov. It's not the same. Say pasha kabbonis is very nice. Of a pshat is, if a person did an aveir chas v'shalom, he knows certain aveir is over, avada, he agrees, a person should take a chumash, he should take a pash vayikro, read the pashas, learn the halachas, then he say, kalo esik b'teras chatos, kele rikiv chatos. Of the shlach is talking to say, the shlach is talking to say every day, like you're saying, davening, say, go say, whole pash vayikro and pashas tzav. And then the shlach says, what, I've got a minor. If you don't need it for a kapora on a specific avera, you start on to have the tara. Then learn talmud Torah. Talmud Torah connected kulam. Then with learning stam Torah, about the God the talmud shmei will be meister. Talmud Torah will help you more than kabbalas. There's an interesting shaila. A few weeks time we'll have parsha Vayishlach. So it says Yaakov Avinu said to Esav, im lovon garti. So Rashi says, famous Rashi, im lovon garti. Garti is the oisish of tariyad. So he told him, im lovon garti, I was mekayim tariyad mitzvahs. So the mefarshim asked Kasha, how is it possible for Yaakov Avinu to be mekayim tariyad mitzvahs? There's no base on Mikdosh. There's many other mitzvahs which wasn't possible to appoint a melech, for example. You have to have Rav Klal Yisrael in order to appoint a melech. There was many mitzvahs if you don't have a base on Mikdosh, many other mitzvahs which can't be mekayim. How could Yaakov Avinu possibly say, Im lovon garti, I was mekayim tarag mitzvahs. And it's a kasha which lav dafka shvei Yaakov Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us tarag mitzvahs, and we know that we have, the person has remach averim, shesor gidim, kineged, that each aver has a tikkun by doing any mitzvah. So most of the mitzvahs, Chofetz Chaim makes a cheshbon, most of the mitzvahs nowadays we can't be mekayim. We don't have a base on mikdash. So how does a person mekayim tarag mitzvahs? So the Taz, on the Sefer, on the Torah, Divrei Dovid, the Pashas, Vayishlach, same thing, the Kira Sefer, in his Akdoma to his parish on Rambam, the Kira Sefer, they both say, based on this Gemara, you see from the Gemara, that it's called Oisik B'Torah's Chatos, Ke'ilu Hikrif Chatos. So we see that learning the Pasha, which is relevant, learning Pasha Kabonis, learning Pasha Chatos, if you're Makrif. So Meir says the Taz, the same thing will apply to all mitzvahs. All mitzvahs, a person can't be Mekayim the mitzvah. So you want to now, you want to now be Mekayim the mitzvah, which is not in your hands. You don't have You don't have a melech. You don't have a kalisol to appoint a melech. Go and learn the whole pashas of melech. Learn the Gemara Sanhedrin, which discusses the halacha of pashas melech. If you're learning the pashas, it's as if you're Mekayim. So the Taz has extended this Gemara. It doesn't say any other thing more. The Taz extended this Gemara to say that it applies to all mitzvahs, not dafki korbanos. All mitzvahs, you say the same klal that when you're oisik in yena pasha, it's as if you're mekayim yena mitzvah. It's more because of pasha, you could say.
You're
just chilling, you're oisik in yena mitzvah. Time is based on mikdash. If a person is going to say, I'm not bringing a chatos, I'm going to learn pasha chatos, but you're not yoitzah, right? Because you have tefillin. But if you don't have tefillin, if a person doesn't know, at least you should do that, right? If a person, something which does, he can't be mekayim. If he can't be mekayim, the minimum the person should do is, he should go and try and learn as much as he can to be mekabel on himself, learn as much as he can, and with that, it's considered as if he's mekayim yena mitzvah. Chofetz Chaim points out, whenever he says as if, right, he says, like the Gemara says, kol hakoyes ke'ilu oved avodah zarah. Right? But everyone knows for sure, you're not going to say that somebody's bekas, he's on the same level as Ovid Avodah Zarah, right? Ovid Avodah Zarah is chayav skila. You're not going to say kol ha'kodesh is chayav skila. Kol ha'kodesh is keilu. It's only keilu. So here also, you're not going to say as kol ha'osik v'pashas chatos, keilu ikiv chatos, taki and taki bro chatos. Am I doing less than that? Oh, but that's the most he can do when he doesn't have it. So remember, they both say a chiddush that a person of all mitzvahs, a person is mekayim, you have the same klal. And Bemis, I heard once a pshat that we find after Sukkot we have Simchas Torah. So all us, what's after Sukkot Simchas Torah? So make Simchas Torah Shavuos. You got the Torah, then you make Simchas Torah. Why Sukkot? So say pshat is Sukkot is the time of the year that we do so many mitzvahs. Sheva, we do the mitzvahs, Sukkah, Lulav, Dalav, Minim, all the mitzvahs, we visit the whole Yom Tov doing the mitzvahs. The person wants to sit in the Sukkah in the middle of the year, he's not allowed to sit in the Sukkah, could be even Bal Tosef. Sit in the Sukkah, you have Kavod, Bal Tosef. You take Dalav, Minim, in the middle of the year, you can't, you know, come, it's even Bal Tosef. But by learning, if you learn in Masech the Sukkah in the middle of the year, it's considered, called Oisik, with Pashas, and you're in a Pasha, it's as if you're Mekayim. So in a minute, it comes out of the mitzvahs, even though you can't be Mekayim it in the middle of the year, but poyali can't be mekayimit, or we can still be mekayimit by learning it. So that's through the Torah. So after you've done so many mitzvahs, you have Simchas Torah. To tell us the Torah is even sometimes in a gewissa way, it's more important. It's more than the mitzvah itself, because the mitzvah itself is only mekayim at a certain time. Whereas limudat Torah, that can be all year round. And the Mashal says Gemara, this says pshat in the pasuk. The pasuk says that in Parshas Nitzavim, the pasuk says. Ficha uvelavavcha la'asoyse. Right? You shouldn't say as lo me'evel ke'atirah lo ba'shamayim lo me'evel yomi ke'kol ve'lecha ador b'moed beficha uvelavavcha la'asoyse. Says the Mashal in Tanis that pshat in the psukim is based on this Gemara that a person would say to himself, it's going, I'm in Golus now. I'm in Golus. How can I mean all the mitzvahs? How can I mean mekayim them? It's not possible for me. I don't have the possibility of being mekayim all the mitzvahs in Golus. Says the Torah, don't think it's rochek me'evel ayami. You have to go to the other end. No, kikoyin ve'lecha adova mo'ed. How? Beficha uvelvavcha. If you say it with your mouth, you say the pashas, you learn the psukim, you learn the halachas. Beficha uvelvavcha. Last oyster, it's considered as if you've done it. So me'mele, by learning the pashas is nishkoring. Kikoyin ve'lecha adova mo'ed. Then he finishes off the Mashal. He says the pasuk in Tehillim says, David HaMelech says, lulei seroscha shashuay ozovadati ba'oni. If I wouldn't have the Torah of the Vadati Ba'oni, then I would be lost in Golus. Because the Gemara says that Avraham Avinu was scared that if the Yidin do Averis, they'll go to Golus, and who knows where they'll end up. By learning the Torah, it's as if considered as if you're Mekayim the mitzvahs, as if you're bringing the Korbanos. So made by that, the person takes Mishka Vadati Ba'oni. So made a person knows that the Holocaust, even if a person in a place, when a time he doesn't have the possibility of doing the mitzvahs with Poyal, or by learning the mitzvah, a person can be Zerucha Kilu, he was Mekayim Yanat Mitzvah.